Other, oh, let me show you a cop, one of my signs here. This is my sign. As you'll notice, in my area, it's very, very competitive. And my signs come up missing a lot. And it's my competitors. I know my competitors take my signs down. And it's not so much because they want to put their signs up. They take them down because they don't want the people calling me. So I got smart. What I do now is, you see this 3-gallon bucket? I fill that with concrete. I take a fence post from a chicken wire fence, and I stick it in there, and I let it set. After it gets hard, I screw in a piece of plywood at the very top, and then on the front and on the back, I nail one of my 2x3 signs with a roofing nail so they can't tear it off. And then I go over to the property, one of my houses that I bought, and I buried it in the front yard. I have not lost a sign since doing that. I have learned a valuable lesson, though. If you're in a cold weather state, it's not a good idea to bury those signs in come around November. Because if you do, they're going to be there till the spring. It's great advertising, but the people you buy the sell the house to, they're not too thrilled about it. But those work really well. Also, here are our truck signs, and you'll notice our truck signs are branded just like the rest of them. They're yellow with red lettering. They say, "We buy houses." They have both our numbers on them. And these are metallic. And what they do is, they're magnetic. And we hitch them onto our cars or trucks, and we drive around with them. But I can let you know that at about 55 miles an hour, those things tend to blow off. So the good part is you can take them on and off very easily. Bad part is they will blow off on you, and you won't know it because they're underneath your window, and the next thing you know, they're down the road. Sometimes people beep when that happens. Sometimes they don't. They're going to cost you probably about $125 a pair for those, but they're worth it. We've actually had people that have stopped us or beeped at us and pulled us over and told us about a house that they wanted to buy. I've had people flag me down on a street about a house that they've wanted us to buy. So car signs work very well. Another thing I've done is I've got a 26-foot banner sign. And that's because I used to have a 26-foot U-Haul truck, because we used to do so many cleanouts. We're still doing a lot of cleanouts. But we had a 26-foot old U-Haul truck that we bought, and we'd stick that banner sign on it anytime we were stopped and doing a cleanout. We buy houses on both sides of the property. Yeah, I have an uncle that owns a restaurant, and he lets me park that 26-foot U-Haul with those banner signs in his driveway. I've also got another friend that has a restaurant on a busy corner. And when he's not open on Sunday mornings, he parked his truck there, my truck there. So the banner signs work well. Also, I'm an early bird. Sometimes, and I especially love spring mornings and summer mornings. So what I'll do is I go to the Southeast Expressway up in Boston, and I go to the bridge, and I'll drape that banner sign over the bridge. And what do I got? I got 10,000 cars coming up and down the Southeast Expressway every day. So I'll sit there. I used to get there around 6:30 in the morning, sit there with a lawn chair and a nice book. Now the number on the banner goes right to my cell phone. Because what happens is I've got a phone in the office, one dedicated line for advertising, and we know when that phone rings, it's somebody that may be looking to sell a house. And then I'll jump that on a jumper line right over to my cell phone. So I'll be able to pick it up. So when those people are driving by and calling with their cell phones, I'm right there negotiating a deal. And it works really well. But come around 8:30 or so, the city officials are on their way to work, or they come in, and I'll get a call. And they'll say, this is a city official from so-and-so company. You've got an illegal sign up on the Southeast Expressway. You've got to take that down, or we're going to tear it down. And I say, oh, they didn't put that up on the Southeast Expressway, did they? Yes, they did. You've got to take it down. That's an expensive sign. Could you give me a half an hour to go out there and get that sign down? Okay, we'll give you a half an hour, but if it's not down, we're going to go tear it down. I say, okay. So what do? I sit there for another half an hour, reading my book, and answering phone calls. And then when about a half an hour's up, I take the sign down, go home. And then maybe a week or so later, if I have a little more time, I'll go on another bridge in another town on the Southeast Expressway and just work my way up and down. It works out pretty well. Another way for signage is billboards. In my area, there's one company that has all the billboards wrapped up in. It costs anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 a month. So I personally have never used billboards, but I know some people that have used billboards and they use them well and they make a lot of money doing them. It's probably going to cost you about $400 to actually create your sign to put on the billboard, plus whatever they're going to charge you for the board. I know a gentleman out in Tulsa, out in Toledo, Ohio, that actually bought a whole set of billboards from a particular guy. And I think he's got about 12 of them. So we constantly have "We Buy Houses" or "He Buy Houses" signs on his billboards. He gets a lot of business from it. Hey, they're great. You know, billboards are usually put up in high traffic areas, and they're a great way of advertising. A great bang for your buck. Should it be the first thing that you do? Go out and spend $450 on a billboard, maybe $1,000 a month? Maybe not. But once you start getting some money under your belt and you want to try different things, billboards are a great source. Hey, maybe if you own a property that's next to a freeway where you live, check your city ordinances. Find out what they are. Maybe you can put a billboard on that property. Maybe you can resurrect a billboard on some land that you own that's near a highway. If you can, that would be great. Then another thing is bus benches. Bus benches work well. There are usually a lot of different properties. Or actually, there's usually one particular person that owns the bus benches. Or you can check with your city and see if you can lease the spaces where the benches are. Tell them you're going to provide a particular service for the residents of the city. You're going to provide bus benches, but you're going to advertise your company on it. That's a possibility. That might work out. Maybe if you offer them some leasing money for the land. But bus benches are a good source of income. If you go to a lot of different cities, you'll see there's a lot of different real estate agencies on bus benches, and there's a lot of different "We Buy Houses" type of advertising on bus benches. Here's a particular deal that we did. This lady called us on her sign. She actually called us on one of those signs that I had out in Brockton, those 2x3 signs. I had them up for about 3 weeks, and we got a lot of calls from them. Those would have worked really well if I could have kept them up. But it was more important that I was able to do business in the city than to keep those signs up and try to, you know, get business. So this particular lady gave me a call. Purchase price on the property was $63,000. That's how much she owed on it. She had back payments of $7,200. She wanted $5,000 to walk away from the property. There was a good amount of equity in the property, but she was behind. She knew she was going to lose it, so she was just looking to walk away with some money and have her credit saved. There was some work that needed to be done to the property, approximately $4,288. But we ended up selling the property for $163,000. We made over $80,000 on that particular property. And here's the HUD settlement statement. For any of you that have never seen a HUD settlement statement, the column on the right, that's if you're the seller, that's how much money you're going to get at the bottom. And in this particular case, $82,312. The column on the left, if you're a buyer, then that's how much money you have to bring to the closing. Here's a property that we bought in Roxbury. This woman called us off a sign that we put outside of a Home Depot. We put a lot of "We Buy Houses" signs outside of Home Depots because that's where people go to fix their properties. And hey, if somebody's thinking about selling their property, maybe they're going to look around to see what they can fix, and they go out in and out of the Home Depot. Works really well. This lady calls me from the sign of the Home Depot. She lived down in Rockland, about a half an hour out away from Roxbury. The house that she grew up in, that her mother owned, she just inherited. Her mother had been in a nursing home for about 9 years. The house had been abandoned for the entire 9 years. This woman lived in a housing complex, and she lived off of Section 8. So it had been abandoned for 9 years. There was a big hole in the roof, everything, the house, pretty much, it didn't need to be, a couple of rooms needed to be gutted, bathroom needed to be gutted, kitchen needed to be gutted. Probably needed about $65,000 worth of work. That's how much we put into it. But you couldn't see this house from the street. It was so overgrown, and the trees had grown up so high. As you can see in the picture, there was actually a fence here. There's that tree, that big tree, growing up right in the center of the driveway. And then that tree comes in two halves, and it actually forked itself around the fence that was there. So we ended up buying that particular property. She was looking for $45,000 for the property. It needed $65,000 worth of work. We were going to resell it for about $150,000, $160,000. just so happened that we got so busy and our market was appreciating, because we've done, you know, we've done quite a bit of rehabs, and at any given time we're doing anywhere between 14 and 20 rehabs. And this one, because we knew we had a good amount of equity, always get put on the back burner. We finally finished it and sold it 3.5 years later. But while it was on the back burner, the market was appreciating so fast in the Boston area, this is right outside of Boston, that we ended up making about $200,000 on this particular property. We had planned on making about 60 or 70, but because the market was appreciating, and that's why we kept tossing it on the back burner. We knew, we kept looking at the numbers over there, and we saw the market rising and rising and rising, so we weren't in any big hurry to complete this particular project. And that came right off of a sign. Signs are the fastest, cheapest way to get deals. Every time we get a little bit slow and we're looking for a deal, we go out and we throw up another 50 signs. It really is as simple as that. Go out and throw up signs. I know a good friend of mine, Robin Thompson, tells a story about a guy in her office comes in. He's slow. Doesn't know what to do. Doesn't know how to attract the sellers. He's motivated. She says, well, I got some signs out in my garage. Why don't you do this? She hadn't been using the signs because she was doing a lot of business with realtors, and it had been a while since she had actually put them up. So she had a bunch of extra ones in her garage. She said, take the signs, put them up. When the calls come in, you'll get the calls. One weekend, he goes out and he puts up 25 signs, gets a deal, ends up netting $32,000 on the deal. Signs work. Simple as that.